بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters and brothers listening at home over the receiver, our mashayikh rahmatullahi alayhim ajma'in, they explain what is hasil tasawuf. We talk about tasawuf, tazkiyah, purification of the soul. What is the sum total of the effort of tasawuf? So they say that jis ta'at mein susti mahsoos ho, us ta'at ke muqabla mein ta'at kare. A person wishes to do a good action. He wants to read Quran. He wants to recite Quran every single day. This action is not in his life because of susti, laziness from his side. He has a desire. He wants to do this good action. Now, there is laziness that is overpowering him. So what is the effort of tasawuf then? What does the tasawuf do to a person? Tasawuf gives him the understanding and the ability to make muqabala, to counteract that laziness that has come into his life, to overcome that laziness and to bring the ta'at into his life. So when there is susti to do a ta'at, when there is some deficiency in his side, he's lazy, he's unable to accomplish this good action, so now he has to make muqabala, he has to go against this laziness, overpower it, overcome it, and bring this action. This is the effort that is required from his side. This is what tasawuf is. And jab guna ka taqaza ho, there is the craving, desire in his heart to commit a sin. He wants to cast lustful glance at a woman. He wants to commit zina, Allah Ta'ala save us. Now a person makes muqabala of the taqaza. Us taqaza ke muqabala karo. Person will now overpower, he will challenge the taqaza, that temptation, the desire, that burning desire in his heart to commit the zina. Now he will overpower it or guna se bachega. He will save himself from that sin. This is what tasawuf is. This is the sum total of tasawuf. That means a person is unable to do good deeds because he's lazy. Now he overcomes that laziness. He applies some pressure on himself, on his nafs, and now he brings that good deed into his life. He has the temptation that is drawing him, pulling him, that craving to do some sin. And now he makes muqabala of it. He makes that mujahada. He suppresses his nafs, overpowers himself, and he does not give in to the temptation of that sin. He makes muqabala of it, and he refrains from that sin. This is tasawuf, and the mashayikh then write, and they say, that this brings in a person ta'alluq ma'allah, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we are trying to achieve. May Allah ta'ala grant me, grant all of us, ta'alluq with him, ta'alluq ma'allah. Our contact, relationship, strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does it happen? Again, when a person needs to do a good action, bring into his life, and this laziness, he has to overcome that laziness. He requires some mujahada. And when there is some guna that he is committing, the taqasa is always there. He's tempted all the time to do that evil. Now he has to go against his nafs, against the temptation, overcome it and refrain from that. This will bring the contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is so simple, so simply explained to us. This is hasil tasawuf. This is the sum total of tasawuf. So we find all of mashayikh, they emphasize very, very, very strongly, besides making dhikrullah, and of course staying in the suhbat of saliheen, a person has to refrain from guna. He has to refrain from sins. And no person would like to remain in dirt. A person, menfolk especially, on a jumu'ah or Eid day, person is wearing his new kurta, and he is so careful that no stain must come on his kurta. Little child must not come with a chocolate or messed hands and dirty his kurta. He's going to the Eidgah now. He's had a ghusl, he's wore his new kurta on. He makes sure that no stain comes onto his kurta. And whilst coming to the Eidgah, if some stain comes, then he's very, very upset. And immediately he tries to remove that stain. He'll try and wash away that mark. So he does not like to be in aludgi, in dirt, in filth. He wants to be clean. Women folk, some function, some nikah, they take 3 hours in front of the mirror and preen themselves. Now they're so careful that no stain must come onto their dress, onto their garment. So exactly like that, when a person commits guna, he must not wish to have that lax attitude in himself to remain in that sin, because that sin will now just increase and remain in filth, and it will just go bigger and bigger. But what he should be doing, just as he is worried about his outward appearance, the moment he commits guna, he must run towards tawbah. Immediately make tawbah, istighfar, and wash away that sin. Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullahi has mentioned that we should understand the power Allah Ta'ala has put into tawbah and istighfar. There is so much of power in tawbah and istighfar that when a person sincerely makes tawbah over some sin, Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq in the end to get rid of that sin, to discard the sin completely. And Mashayikh give the example, a person is casting lustful glance. And there isn't a minute where he can sit still except that he will look at some haram woman. It's in his blood. And if it, now and then he's popping his head out and he's looking at some woman and he's enjoying himself. Now when he begins to make tawbah and istighfar, he will find that gradually when he's sincere and he's making tawbah istighfar, even though he may still commit that sin, but now he's not committing the sin every second, every minute. He's taking a bit longer. Now every 5 minutes perhaps he's looking at some woman. Again he makes tawbah istighfar. And then now not every 5 minutes, maybe every 10 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour. Then it goes to 1 hour, then maybe 1 week. And after some time, 2 weeks. Then maybe once a month, maybe he casts a lustful glance at a woman. And ultimately the power of tawbah and istighfar is such that inshallah, if this person is sincere and is making genuine sincere tawbah istighfar, the day comes when he will develop in himself, in his heart, nafrat, hatred for that sin. He will not be able to commit that sin. He will hate committing the sin. This is the power of tawbah and istighfar. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq of making tawbah istighfar. Do not remain in the quagmire of sins, in the filth of sins. Immediately, the moment a person commits sin, a mu'min, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they commit sin, and they immediately make tawbah istighfar, they wash away that sin. Otherwise, ma'asiyat is so harmful. Hazrat Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, had mentioned that we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala save us from all type of musibat. Allah save us from sickness, from illness. So we engage in dua, Ya Allah, do not make me have that sickness, or I've got this parishani, this musibat has come, this loss of property or wealth, whatever it is. And we always cautious that no musibat must come to us. He says, even more than musibat, a person should make dua, Ya Allah, don't make any masiyat come into my house. How we say, Allah, don't make any musibat, calamity come into my house. Oh Allah, like that, don't make any masiyat, any sin come into my house. We look at our homes, Allah save us. May Allah make us have good homes. Homes full of iman, deen. The environment may be such that our children are safe from sin. How often we find a person, you ask him, Alhamdulillah, everything is very good. MashaAllah, Allah has given me plenty and I'm enjoying myself. But his life is full of sin. He's got the TV, he's got the video, pornographic material, going to the cinema, bioscope, and there's only filth in his home. He's enjoying all the luxury of this home. He thinks that he's got happiness. He thinks that he's got plentiful. He thinks he's got chain and sukoon. In reality, he is lacking all those things. Why? there is no parda at home. There is only disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no Allah in his home. There is no Allah in his heart. The children are developing, growing up in that home. What do we expect them to become then? Friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or far away from deen? There is no salat in that home. There is no tilawat of the Quran in that home. There is no Yasin Sharif taking place in that home. No zikrullah. No durood sharif upon Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Rahmatul Ali mentioned, he says, because of sins in the environment of our homes where there's no parda, he says, a person, mashallah, beard everything, wrote to him. And he said, Hazrat, I've got, because of this bepardagi, no parda, I fell into a very big sin. And I fell in love with my sister-in-law, my wife's sister. My wife is very pious, mashallah, she's so beautiful, everything I've got. But I fell in love with my wife's sister. Now all the time, this craving in my heart, this desire to commit zina with her. I'm feeling embarrassed. I'm writing this letter to you, I'm not sure whether you'll meet me or not. Hazrat Rahmatullahi said, please come and meet me. And when he came, he consoled him. He said, we never have nafrat and hatred for a sinner. Yes, we hate the sin, but not the sinner. We ourselves are gunegar. Then he explained to him, he gave him the ilaj, what he should do, how he should refrain from this guna, such a common sin. And then Hazrat Rahmatullah explained to him properly, made him sit, and he then made sincere tawbah, istighfar, and then he was safe from the guna. So again, our home environments, where there's no zikr, no tilawat, there's only ghaflat, there's nisyan, there's masiyat, there's music, there's pornographic material, there's internet, there's all these haram things, and everybody is so complacent, and we expect our children then to become shining stars. We want them to become Ahlullah. We want them to become flag bearers of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq of making our home environment a deeni environment. There must be tahajjud taking place in our homes, ishraq and chash namaz at home. Our home should be abad with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tilawat of the Quran. I can still remember very clearly when we were young, it was impossible that we leave the home in the morning without reading Surah Yasin Sharif. Impossible. Everybody engaged in Surah Yasin Sharif. Even though we're becoming hafiz of the Quran and doing hifz, with all that, we had to read Surah Yasin in the morning. Alas, today in our homes, there's no Surah Yasin. From the morning, the child wakes up, is with a cell phone, the father with a cell phone, mother with a cell phone, with the TV. There's only gunas, there's only sin. There's only music. May Allah forgive us. May Allah change our condition. If we are serious and we really want our islah, then we have to take the first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make up our mind, a firm determination. Ya Allah, the taat that is lacking in my life because of my susti, my laziness, Ya Allah, I want to make muqabala of it. Ya Allah, you assist me and help me to bring this good deed in my life. And the taqaza, the temptation, the craving of the guna and disobedience of you, my Allah, and being pulled by nafs and shaitan, Allah, help me to make muqabala of it and overcome it and overpower my nafs, and so that I can refrain from the sin, make sincere tawbah, istighfar, and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah, Allah will give us a ta'alluq with him. We will get ta'alluq ma'Allah. Our wives will get ta'alluq ma'Allah. Our children will get ta'alluq ma'Allah. Person comes into a home, he'll feel, he will smell the fragrance of iman in our homes. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq first and all of us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي خير وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما Allah don't make us be among the losers my Allah يا الله we have committed too many sins my Allah because of غفلت my Allah we have moved far away from you my Allah now make us become close to you my Allah يا الله the dhikr we made my Allah to the barakat of the dhikr my Allah يا الله make our tongues be to feel the sweetness of your name, my Allah. Make our hearts feel the sweetness of your name, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us itminan of our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be farma bardar banda, my Allah. Make us be obedient slaves, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only support we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot turn to any other person, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can forgive us, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage not to go back to those sins, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of bringing ta'at in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to stay away from all type of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us do those things that will make you happy and pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to refrain from those things that will make you angry, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who gives hidayat, my Allah. You are the one who gives tawfiq, my Allah. Ya Allah, purify our hearts, my Allah. Hamari diloon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, we have heard from great ulama and mashayikh, my Allah, about your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not tasted the sweetness of your marifat, my Allah. Grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, before maut can come to us, my Allah, give us your marifat, my Allah. Give us the lazzat of your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become mad in your love, my Allah. Give us your true ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. And the true ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us that qurb of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the close proximity, my Allah. Make us enjoy with you, my Allah. Give us a ta'alluq with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, may give us ma'iyat khasa, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us for your friends, my Allah. Make us ahlullah, my Allah. Make us awliya, my Allah. Make us your true friends, my Allah. Don't make us friends of shaitan, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan have ganged us against us, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are overpowering us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to kamzor hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, every day we are committing sins. Every minute we are committing sins. In our workplaces, my Allah. In our factories, my Allah. In our schools, my Allah. Ya Allah, in our colleges, my Allah. In our madrasas, my Allah. In the masjid, my Allah. At home, my Allah. In public and privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, completely forgive us, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters have raised hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ya Allah, we worship only you, my Allah. We are begging you only for help, my Allah. Because there is no malja, there is no manja, There is no place of refuge, my Allah. There is no escape, my Allah. There is no salvation except from you, by you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. Fulfill our desires, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Jo bhi pareshan haal hai, pareshan dur farma. Pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, the elderly people who are sick, my Allah, in hospital, my Allah. The young masoom children, babies in hospital, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hand, my Allah. Ya Allah, at this very moment, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We are knocking at your door, my Allah. You are shafi. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are weak, my Allah, give them strength, my Allah. Those who have got financial problems, ya Allah, you remove the debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever problems ummati has, my Allah, remove his problem, my Allah. Remove her problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have passed on, my Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mouth. Mouth in iman, my Allah. Mouth in the condition you are pleased with us, my Allah. Mouth in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Bari in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kosher water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us in the jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr. Protect us from azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our nasal, our dhurriyat, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah, from every big and small fitna. Protect us from becoming murtads, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the evils of Dajjal, my Allah. From the shar of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, amral, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, mandaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our rozi come to us with asani, my Allah. Because use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbuliyat, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما all those who requested duas يا الله grant their duas as well سبحان ربك رب العزه ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين